Welcome to today's episode of But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela, and we have more archive stuff because I'm still in Boston. I'm going to say that we recorded some great stuff already, and we'll probably be recording more soon. We will also probably be seeing Iron Man 3, so you can probably expect us to talk about that soon, too. So today's episode is two parts again, kind of related to each other, dealing with my pitfalls in job searching, kind of a cautionary tale, if you will, of what to look for in the employer that is trying to hire you, and, you know, maybe they're not exactly what they seem to be. And then Greg closes us out with a story of him versus the Census Bureau. So that's always fun. And this episode has a normal closeout, so I will just start playing it now. And but I got a call on Friday. It was like a 5:10 in the afternoon. I got a call, and I didn't recognize the number, and I didn't think it'd be important because it's 5:10 on a Friday. That's blow off time.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer it.
Like, everybody knows that that's blow off time. Like, when you want to deliver bad information, or you're just like trying to get out of there, like, you'll make a call at like 5:10 because you know the person's not going to answer because it's 5:10.
That's what I do.
And then you leave a message and then you just chill out for the weekend. So I just let it go to voicemail. And then they were like, oh, we're so and so, and we saw your resume. I submitted my resume to them. And they said, you know, we want to bring you in for an interview as soon as possible. So if you could call us back, I'm here and in the office until 5:30 today. As I tell this story, I want us to keep track of the red flags.
All right, keeping track.
So I call back. You know what? I should call back. I should, and start my weekend off on a positive note, you know?
Right, gotcha.
Because I'm like, it's not like they're going to try and interview me right now over the phone. I call back and they say, well, are you available on Monday? Sure. I'm not doing anything. So they go, well, we have some time between either 9:15 or 10:45. And I was like, well, that time probably works best. We'll go with 10:45. All right, great. Here's our address. We're on the sixth floor, like suite 601. You know, we'll see you then. All right, great. So I do what any responsible person would do when I start to prepare myself for the interview. I think, okay, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Things like that, you know? I make sure I got new copies of my resume and everything's in order. I familiarize myself with some of the stuff I used to do because I forget so much of it. There's so much stuff that I blocked out that I, especially at the place where you now work, like, I just forget that I did stuff.
Yeah, I try to block it out and I still work there.
Well, I don't try to block it out. I just forget it. So I go in and I'm there at 10:30 because, again, trying to be not too early, but still, like, you know, ahead of schedule. So I'm showing that I can, you know, be on time and be early and be responsible.
It's definitely important.
Yeah. So, because I remember in going back and going over everything and preparing myself for the interview that it was a sales/marketing job. And kind of what I want to go into, but it kind of seemed like it was like, well, you're going to kind of start off more sales and then move more marketing. So I could probably, you know, handle that. Sales isn't really where I want to go, but I do want to end up in marketing. So, you know, and since I don't have a marketing degree, I probably have to start smaller.
Right.
So I get in there and the waiting room is very low. The offices themselves seem very small. I can only really see the waiting room in a hallway. And I know that the hallway bends around and there's probably something, there's more offices on the other side, but I can't see them. And I know there's at least like two offices in the hallway.
Okay.
So I'm sitting, I go in, and the waiting room is crowded with people, I think I told you, pretty much around our age. It turns out I think they were actually a little bit younger.
Oh.
Except for one.
Not a good sign.
Yes, except for one older guy who, in the waiting room talking and chit-chatting, commented how much of a stand-up comedy freak he is and how he loves stand-up comedy and how he used to love the show The Animaniacs. Now, this guy was definitely not around our age, and he also commented about going to England to visit family in the late 80s. So I'm going to put his age at probably, like, late 30s.
Okay, it's a little odd.
Yeah, so I don't know if we want to count the waiting room full of young people, several of who were about to graduate college, if we want to count that and the old guy as two separate red flags or just one red flag.
Let's go two separate.
All right. So I think we're up to three now. I also don't know if we should count that they were ready to bring me in essentially the next day as a red flag, but most places, if you're close enough, they're like, oh, yeah, well, if you can do it, let's do it. So I don't know if that's really a red flag. But I start noticing that a lot of people are coming in and saying hi to the receptionist that seem to be talking like they haven't seen her at all that day.
Okay.
Which I thought was weird, because it's, you know, 10:45.
The receptionist?
No, I think it's weird that they haven't seen her at 10:45.
Yeah, okay.
They're like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Like, how's it going? Like, stuff that you wouldn't, like, really be saying unless that's probably the first time that you've seen that person that day. You know what I mean?
Right.
It may be a red flag. I said I got there at 10:30. My the time that they told me was like 10:45. And then I continued to wait after 10:45 till probably like 10:50. Or no, not 10:50. Probably like 11. I waited there. Maybe a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But I waited for a while past my time because they were interviewing the other candidates. Now, they seem to be going through them pretty quick.
Okay, how many others would you say were there?
Let's see, when I first got there, there was Quiet Girl in the corner. There were two guys filling out paperwork, because I think they were coming back for the actual job. There's another girl, there's three, that guy, and that guy. So there were, not counting the two guys that were filling out like more extensive paperwork, there were five guys there. When I sat down, they went through those five people like in that amount of time.
Okay.
Like pretty quick, like 5-10 minutes per person. I think there were two people doing the interviews, but still, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then more, I think five more people came in like while I was just hanging out. Now, I told
Kicking
you,
around.
Yeah. I told you that I wasn't sure if the receptionist was in on it, because like she was really trying to like talk to people and would just like ask them questions. And just be like, I wasn't really saying much. Like, there wasn't really anything for me to say. And people were like, oh, I love that movie and blah, 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 and other stuff. And I was kind of like laughing and like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, like, yeah, you know, because I don't want to seem real awkward. But I didn't really have anything to say. So I don't say anything.
If I don't have anything to say. Right, you want to be a little social or whatever.
Yeah. So then the receptionist goes, so Keith, are you from this area? And I was like, no, I'm from New Jersey. Oh, what part of Jersey? And I'm like, you fucking know. Like, most people don't know Jersey that well.
Right.
So I was like, oh, kind of north central. Oh, cool. And they were talking about other stuff. And I zoned out for a minute because I was also kind of running through, like, my mental interview checklist.
Yeah.
And I think they were talking about – somebody was talking about a pet. Or a dog or something like that. And then the receptionist again goes, Keith, do you have any pets? And I was like, what? Yeah, I have a cat. Oh, cool. And I was like, don't ask me what kind of cat she is because I don't fucking know. I hope that's not your next question. And she was like, oh, do you take her for walks or something like that? Because I guess they were talking about walking cats or something. I don't know.
Walking cats. That's always a good one.
I don't know what the thing. And she goes, oh, I guess you can. And I was like, no, my cat wants nothing to do with the outside. Like, she knows it's there, but she doesn't really have a desire to go out.
Right.
She's like, I'm comfortable where I'm at. So, like, I'm going to look outside. I really want to look outside. And if the window's open, I'm going to sit right next to it. But I don't want to go outside. Are you crazy? Like, there's other cats outside. There's dogs. There's birds. Crazy shit goes on outside.
It's dangerous out there.
Yeah.
I don't even like going outside.
Me either. So anyway, feel like she was trying to, you know.
Feel you up?
Yeah, get a thing with people, a rapport with people, and get an idea of, like, their people skills. So possibly a red flag in the weird atmosphere in the waiting room. I don't know. Maybe the fact that I just called it a waiting room, even though it wasn't a doctor's office, but I felt weird enough that it was.
That could be a problem right there, if it felt like a waiting room.
So I go in, finally. Okay, the so-called president of the company. And I know this because, again, I was responsible, I did my due diligence, went on their website, and she's on there. Very attractive.
Yeah.
I think she was maybe a little older than us by like a year or two.
Ah.
And I was like, interesting. Also, she was wearing like skin tight, like painted on pants. And I'm like, that's not really like president of a company material. Like, even like the most like, hey, like, it's cool, we're like a hip company. I feel like she wouldn't wear that kind of attire.
Right.
So I go in, sit down, and she's talking to me, asking me not like the usual interview questions, so I was kind of thrown off. Like, how long did it take you to get here today? If you're hired, when's the earliest date that you can start? And then she was like, well, what do you do when you're in your free time? And I said, well, I write, watch a lot of movies. I do a podcast with my buddy up in Boston. And she goes, oh, cool. What's that about? And I was like, it's a comedy show. Like, we just get on Skype and talk like we did when I lived up there. But, you know, just make jokes and re-record it and put it out there. She's like, oh, that's cool. And then she says this. I swear to God, this is literally the next thing that she asked me. It must have been the next question on her thing. And
her little agenda.
On her little checklist. And it threw me for a loop because she goes, how would your best friend describe you? And I was like,
what a terrible, like, generic thing to ask.
Well, here's the thing. I've heard that that's a possible one before, and I was like, all right, like, whatever. Like, I was kind of prepared for it, like, just in the back of my mind somewhere, but not following talking about you in the podcast. Because then I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, well, he'd probably call me a fucking mook, a chooch.
asshole.
Yeah, he'd probably call me an asshole. Probably call me gay in some way. Probably a real cock smoker, dick sucker. But I'm like, in reality, I'm like, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of his sense of humor right now. And I'm trying to think of it, that what's coming to mind is not the most appropriate for the setting. And she goes, that's fair. I've gotten that before. And I was like, and then I think I just said, I was like, you'd say I'm a nice, funny guy, you know, hardworking probably.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. I don't know if I said, I might have said trustworthy. But I was like, you know, he'd probably say those things, but after he said all the other ones.
Yeah. Like, you're a fucking asshole.
I couldn't get past it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't come up with anything because my mind's drawing a complete blank. And I don't know how long my pause was, but I felt like it was long enough where I was like, hey God, I have to explain why I'm having such a hard time coming up with this.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show, you'll get it, but so we go through it, and she's not really telling me any details on the job, and I'm trying to, like, get a little more info. But it's like, it's a pretty quick interview, and she is kind of seems to be like rushing me out.
Right. And well, because she's probably interviewing 1,000 people a day.
Exactly. And she's like, well, today we're doing our preliminary interviews, and what we want to do is do like second round interviews later in the week. So when, like, what would be the best day for you? And I was like, well, Wednesday or Thursday, which, you know, whichever day, it doesn't matter. She goes, okay, well, that's when we'll probably go over, you know, more details about what the job entails, pay scale, things like benefits, things like that. I was like, okay. And she's like, that'll be a full day thing. You come in like 1:30 and spend a few hours, and it'll be with one of our like sales managers or salespeople, like sales management people or whatever word she said. Manage was in there somewhere and sales was in there.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. I guess that's fine. Like, you know, whoever I'm going to be working with, like, I'll talk to them and they'll go over kind of the job and it'll take a few hours. I guess that kind of makes sense. It's a little weird, but all right.
Yeah.
Now I got a call before about doing kind of about a job that I think was like, you know, when you're in Best Buy, those guys will be like, hey, like, what's your cable service? Are you happy with it? Have you considered switching to DirecTV? Like, if you want to switch over here, like, we'll sign you up. You get $50 off or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought maybe it was something like that based on how she was talking. Because she said that the main focus that they had at that time was in the Pittsburgh area was Verizon Fios.
Okay.
So, again, kind of makes sense, you know? So I'm like, okay, well, you know, kind of what does it entail? And like, she's like, well, you know, you go through when, you know, people like to switch at different times when something bad happens. So we kind of try and like see if we can get them at that time to switch over and let them know about their other options. I'm like, all right, that's kind of weird, but all right. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to do that, but whatever. So then I kind of get chewed out and I'm like, all right, well, we'll just see what happened. I thought it went well.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And she's like, you'll be hearing today from us to find out either way. Oh, she also mentioned that they like to promote from within.
Yeah.
They want you to get started knowing that first, and then you move up the management ladder. So it would be with an eye on management later. So I'm going to call that a red flag. Like, yeah. Even if some people have had better experience in that, I'm going to call that a red flag for me.
Companies also love saying that and then not doing it.
Yes. Also, I realize that's a bullshit phrase because promotion really means promoting from within.
That's true. It's kind of a...
You really can't promote from outside because that person isn't anywhere to promote from.
Right.
So I made a little stop off at Jerry's Records.
Nice.
I got some Lou Rawls. How do you say that guy's name? Cal?
Cal Tejada.
Tejada?
Or that's the way I say it.
Maybe the T's silent like Django.
Oh, actually, you know what? I think it might be. Cal. I think it's Cal Hader. Jader?
Cal no. Jader?
Fuck it. I don't know. You know.
Jader Unchained?
I looked him up. I was reading about him because he's like wicked into – he's all like Cuban kind of jazz.
Right.
And I looked him up. He's not even Cuban. He's just a white guy from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but yeah.
You were like, and then I immediately burned all the albums.
No, but he's awesome. But anyways, I was a little under a misconception. I thought he was Cuban.
I wasn't sure which one to pick up, and they only had a few, so I picked up his best of compilation, and then I also found a Dave Brubeck quartet with Cal Jader Hader Tejada, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I've been saying Tejada, but I think it might be Jader or something like that. Right.
We'll just say Cal. I found a Cal with Dave Brubeck quartet. So that was kind of cool. I picked that up. And
nice.
A couple other things. Some Hall & Oates.
Oh, beautiful.
I love when I come back from the record store because I have such a weird collection of shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's partly because you just have a wide range of musical, you know, liking, like myself.
Right. I also picked up Dino Latino, in which Dean Martin sings, I guess, Latin hits for a dollar. I was like, this sounds terrible, but I kind of want to get it.
For a dollar, I completely understand. Yeah.
Dino Latino. And it's like a drawing of him that you would see on any other Dean Martin album, except his shoulders and the hat he's wearing is that of a matador. Like, he's got, like, the gold on the shoulders and the matador hat. And anyway.
What a mook.
That turned out to be the saving grace of the day because I got home and I got a call. And I answered and they said, you know, this is so-and-so from such and such. And I really want to say thank you for coming in today. Really glad you took the time out of your schedule. I'm like, what schedule? I was going to sit in my boxes and play video games all day, but whatever. That's not entirely true, but and she goes, but, you know, I talked to the woman that interviewed you, and we think you'd be a really good fit for the company. Your personality seems really good. And I was like, I don't know how you could get that from, like, 10 minutes, but all right, whatever. And she goes, and we want to bring you in for a second interview. Mm. Watch the red flags on this one. So she goes, so the earliest day you said you could come in was Wednesday, right? Yes. All right, so it'll be from 1:30 in the afternoon to 7:30. Red flag number one, that's 6 hours.
That's a long time for a training session.
That's like a six-hour interview. Because it's kind of, I'm assuming it's kind of a training session too.
Right.
She goes, so business. It's going to be business dress again, but make sure you wear weather-appropriate clothes. And, you know, bring a piece of paper and anything to take notes or anything. And you'll be meeting. And I was like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Did you say weather appropriate clothes?
What does that mean?
And she goes, yeah, you know, just, you know, see what the weather's going to be and bring a hat or gloves or anything like that. But just wear, you know, just bring a coat that you could put over your, like your suit jacket. red flag.
Very, very red flag.
Okay, I'm sorry. Will I be outside for the interview? Well, yes. I mean, as it was said repeatedly throughout the interview, a lot of the interview will take place outdoors. You know, it's very common. She starts talking again. I don't know what she's saying, but I was like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That wasn't mentioned to me at all in the interview process.
Yeah, at that point, I would have been just like, oh no, yeah. Oh no. And then she probably just would have kept talking and talking. And I'm just thinking in my head, oh my God, you fucking maniac. What have you gotten me into?
Yeah. And she's like, so red flag again. So how many? I think we're up to five at least.
Oh yeah, easy.
I was like, oh, wait, okay. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry that really should have been mentioned. I'll talk to, you know, the woman that did your interview and let her know and make sure, because it really should be being
that stated. Hot broad.
Yeah. I'll let that hot piece of ass know that, you know, she fucked up. And I'm like, okay. So I'm sorry. Just wondering here. Why will I be outside for a majority of the interview?
Yeah, like, what do we – I mean, I know exactly where you're going with this, but you got to do your due diligence and be like, so why would I be not in an office?
Yeah. Okay, for a second I was thinking if it was like the Best Buy job, like maybe because we'll be traveling to the location. But she said a majority of it will be outside. So why will a majority of it be outside from the hours of 1:30 to 7:30 in the Pittsburgh area?
Uh-huh.
So she goes, well, you go with the sales manager to their designated area, to their designated residential area, and go through that with them. And I said, one more thing, another red flag, but one more thing. So are you saying that this is like a door-to-door sales position?
Yeah, and she sounded like that.
And she was like, well, I mean, that's obviously not the only thing that is, because we do want to try and promote you and move you into management eventually. But it is kind of that, because you'll go wherever, you know, the leads are generated for you to go, and you'll go to that area on that day, but then you'll also come back here. And I was like, oh, all right, I'm sorry. Like, door-to-door sales, it's not really what I'm looking for, not what I thought the job was. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad that you came in then. Like, this really should have been directed more towards you and everything like that. And I was like, it's fine. You know what? And she's like, best of luck to you. And I was just like, thanks. Bye.
At least she was nice.
She was nice almost to a point where I feel she's gone through that before.
She probably does it a lot.
Because now, if it had said door-to-door sales on the website, I would not have taken it.
Yeah, well, most people wouldn't, because they'd be like, oh, oh, wait a second, this isn't the 1950s. I'm not going to go sell someone a fucking vacuum cleaner door to door.
Hello, ma'am. Would you like to be interested in Verizon Vios?
Oh. Oh, wait, look, I just spilled red wine on your carpet. Oh, I can clean that up for you.
I love how you went as a British woman. You went with the queen shopping, doing door-to-door sales. Excuse me.
This is the same vacuum they use to clean the carpets in Hogwarts. Man, I'm moody.
That was the only name you could think of from Harry Potter, wasn't it?
Well, it was better than just saying Hagrid. I don't know.
But I feel like Hagrid would have more to do with cleaning than Mad-Eye Moody.
You're probably right. I don't know. I felt like busting into my... I'm sure you remember when we used to work together, I would bust into my Harry Potter voice.
Oh, yeah.
Just more just like a constipated old lady, and I would just say the names of the Harry Potter films.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I still get a request to do it.
So needless to say, I'm not going in for a second interview. And you know what? I possibly would have done it if they had been more upfront about it. But I'm like, okay.
And if the interviewer had taken her top off?
Well, yes. But no, I mean, if they had been more upfront and been like, look, like, this is going to be like a door-to-door sales business, blah, 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 I would have been like, all right, cool. Like, let me think about it. Driving around the Pittsburgh area, but, you know, maybe it's not too bad. Like, maybe we're going to the nice neighborhoods. Maybe the nice neighborhoods have Vios.
So, yeah.
Maybe it won't be that bad. But, like, I'm like, okay, it's the president of the company who's, like, 2 years older than me. Like, pretty young to be, like, the president of the company. Like, right. Kudos to her, but, like, she didn't come across as, like, I'm totally in charge here.
Yeah.
But also, like, partially because she was doing the interviews, as opposed to, like, this other person that was, like, the human resources lady that was calling me back.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've been in enough situations and worked in enough places where you find out that what they tell you isn't necessarily the truth, so you're like, well... I just got fucked. Like, they're always like, oh, we're really eager to promote people. And, like, if you work hard, like...
This is a fast-growing company.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is...
So much potential for growth.
The thing is, I see any company that has... just brings in a bunch of young people has to have a high turnover rate. It has to.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, Keith.
It has to. But anyway, so that's my interview story, and it was just after I think the 10th red flag, I was like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
That's it for me. I'm out of here.
It annoys me that I just wasted that time, but then again, I did get Lou Rawls' album, so I can't be that upset, you know?
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, and I did get Hall & Oates, so
nothing wrong with that either.
Including Maneater. Ugh.
Oh. Oh, one of the best.
So this is... I'm recording again. So this is part two of the interview story.
Part two.
Part deux. Deux. So as you recall, and as people will recall, because I'll just put these two parts together... But I'll summarize real quick for you. You know, went to an interview, wouldn't really tell me what the job was. They were like, oh, well, it's kind of sales and leads into marketing, et cetera, et cetera. It's for Verizon. And then it turned out to be like a door-to-door position.
Door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yeah, pretty much. Door-to-door encyclopedia salesman.
Oh, the best.
So I got a call... not last week, but the week before. And he said, oh, you know, basic stuff. Oh, are you still looking for a job? What are you kind of looking to get into? Okay, well, I think we have something that might be a good fit for you. And it starts off kind of as a sales job, but what we're really looking for is for people who have good people skills and good communication skills, and somebody that we can promote up into management pretty quickly.
Okay.
And already I'm just going, this sounds really familiar.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. And I was like, well, what's the job? And he goes, well, basically what it is, you know, we handle a lot of Fortune 500 companies, red flag. And especially in the Pittsburgh area, we handle some other company. I don't remember what it is. And Verizon. Red flag.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So what do I do? And he goes, well, it'd be following business leads and trying to help out. And what we do as account managers is really try to get in touch with small businesses and help them out and meet their needs with like Verizon or something like that, or with, you know, what our clients want. And I was like, okay, so wait a minute, is it a desk job? No, not really, because you would be out in the field meeting with the clients a lot.
Okay.
So red flag.
Yeah, big red flag.
And I'm like, okay. And he goes, so we'd like to schedule you for a preliminary interview, just to get a sense of who you are and make sure that we think you'd be the right fit. Another red flag. Whenever they say preliminary interview or introductory interview, I find that very red flaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you know that they've got like 40 other people that they're calling.
Yeah. And then he's like, do you have time tomorrow?
Ooh.
And
that's
not
good either.
Yeah, I was like, and it was, I think it was on the Wednesday. I was fairly free Thursday. I had something in the morning, but I was fairly free Thursday. And then Friday, we were leaving to go to my friend's wedding.
Okay.
Which I don't think I ever talked about. I'll talk about it eventually a little bit, because it was really cool. But or maybe I already have talked about it, depending on when I actually post this information. but anyway, I was like, no, you know what? I'm actually going away for a weekend to a long wedding. And he was like, oh, open bar? And that was kind of a red flag for me, too, because I was like, that's not very professional.
Yeah. I mean, unless you knew him for a while, it would be okay. But at this point, it's not really.
It was weird for an introductory call.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially since we had only talked for a couple minutes, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, I think so. And he's like, oh, nice, nice. Okay, well, I think I have some time next week, but we don't have the schedule quite set up yet. So if you could give me a call on Friday at this number, you can talk to me or somebody else and we can figure out a time for you. But yeah, we'd really like to talk to you. I mean, we think you'd be a good fit for this. And I was like, is it all like following my own leads and just kind of going like door to door? And he goes, well, no, not exactly, because we do have leads generated for us that the client gives us. And I was like, huh. Okay. And I took down the information and I was like, okay, well, I'll give you a call and we'll see. Hang up the phone. And I double check his name and the name of the company before I hang up.
Right.
Immediately after I get off the phone with him, I type it into Google.
Yep.
The first thing that comes up is the company website.
Okay.
The second thing that comes up is a job listing on like Monster or something like that. The third thing that comes up is on a website called Entry Level Employment Scams.
Oh.
And awesome. I click on it, and basically they were like, yeah, if you go for the secondary interview, make sure you bring a coat and gloves if it's cold, because you're going to be outside. It's a door-to-door position job. And all the replies were like, yeah, they never told us that. Like, nobody told us that. And I was just like, all right, I'm not calling them back.
That's it. I've had enough.
Like, if it wasn't the third thing on the list... I would have been like, maybe it would be worth my time. But after going through the first thing, I was like, it's like an hour drive into the city to get to him. Yeah. Actually, no, it would have been more because they were actually further from me than the first place was. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna bother, and I will. You know what? I'll just see if they call me. Like, if they were like, you seem like, because they were like, you seem like a really strong candidate. They should have probably called me back if they were actually interested in me. But I think they were just trying to find whoever to go door to door.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. it was literally the third thing on the list was scams.
It sounds great.
And you know at the bottom of Google where they say, like, related searches? And they do. Like, after you search, at the bottom of the page, they'll be like, you know, people have also searched for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things was literally the company name and, like, employment scam. And I was like, no, I just... Any company that has, when you search their name, that says, like, employment scam within the first few search results is probably not the best place to try out for.
Yeah.
And also because they said Verizon again. I'm like, what, is Verizon just setting up shell companies out here to go door to door?
Yeah, I don't even know how that would necessarily play into it, but... You know, considering where I currently work, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, because it would be Verizon Landline.
Yeah, it would.
But I thought Verizon Landline was selling their business out here.
I don't. But we don't need to get into that.
Okay. But I was just like, holy shit. Like, I'm not going to go door to door to fucking businesses and be like, hey, guys. Because who knows? And especially in Pittsburgh, like, who knows what the fuck I'm going to walk into?
Well, yeah, like if you're downtown,
yeah,
there might be some real creatures out there.
Especially like there's a lot of shootings reported on the news every day out here, and they all happen like in Pittsburgh. Like where I am is fine,
right?
But when you get into like certain parts of the city, they're like another man was shot today, and you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I
I mean, I'm sure it's like that in parts of Boston too, but
I can think of a couple parts.
but still, I'm just like, nope, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I mean, were you busting on people's doors? Hey, you want to buy something? No, I'll never forget this guy came to my door. He came all the way upstairs. To the top floor. It was like a Friday night. It was probably 6 or so. I had just gone home from work like 25, 30 minutes ago. And I was, you know, halfway into my first beer. He comes to my door and he starts like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, I'm from such and such a thing. We're trying to get Massachusetts to recycle more. And I'm like, what? And he's like, "Well, we'll give you a bin, and you'll recycle your stuff. And our goal is to get Massachusetts down to like I forget. There's some stupid number amount of shit recycled." And I was like, "You know, I mean, dude, I didn't even say this, but I'm like, dude, it's like Friday at 6 o'clock. Like, I don't want to talk about this. This is stupid." And then I kind of tried to go and shut the door a little, and he almost like tried to push the door open a little on me. Wow. And I want to be, yeah. And I was like, I want to be like, dude, absolutely not. First off, no one in my house recycles because we don't give a shit. Second of all, we got a ton of guns. Get the fuck out of my apartment. Take you and your bunch of crazy recycling bullshit and get out of my house. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You need to go. And I sent him on his way. Kind of like we did with the census people. Mm. We dodged them for a long time. They finally tricked us into taking down our info, though. Huh. Yeah.
I don't think – I don't know if I ever ran into census people.
Yeah, we didn't do our census because we didn't want to. Just out of spite. I don't know. Just out of like spite of the federal government or spite of the fact that there's not an option for Italian on the race thing. Me and Chris were just being assholes, basically. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, you know what? Fuck them. We're not sending it in. So then the census guy kept showing up at our house, and we just kept avoiding him. Like, we would just pretend we weren't home, or we just, you know, shit like that. And eventually
– what other options are there?
Well, like, we saw him one time and we, like, just didn't go in the house and we let him walk down the street. Like, we were outside, like, coming in and we saw him, like, on the stairs. And we're like, oh, wait. So we, like, hung back and waited till he went to another house and then went in. It was pretty good. But one time we pulled in the driveway and we noticed him on the stairs, on the porch. And we're like, oh, shit, that census guy. So we waited in the driveway. We shut off the car. We waited for like 6-7 minutes. And we're like, all right, he must be gone now. So we get out. We go to the porch. He's gone. We're like, all right, nice. We go in the house. He was waiting for us in the stairway. And he was like, hey, you guys on the third floor? We're like, oh, fuck. And he's like, you guys are hard to get a hold of. And we're like, yeah. I mean, we had been dodging this guy for about a month. He finally got us. And he's like, all right, two white males. And we're like, yeah, you fuck. Go ahead. Take down our information.
It's like you're fucking avoiding Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, like, there was a little bit of sense of pride before that point that we had avoided him for so long. And it was just like old guy with a mustache. And he caught us and we were just like, fuck. It was like a parent, like, catching you drinking or smoking or something. Like, god damn it. We've gone so long without him catching us.
It was totally like a Columbo moment, too. Like, he was like, I watch a lot of Columbo. I think the trick is I'll just go inside and make them think that I left.
No, and he was waiting on the stairs. It was so weird. He was like, clearly, he was like, I know what they're doing.
Was he just sitting there, like, at the bottom of the steps?
Yeah. Like, we walk in, we open the door, we just turn to our right, our left, and then he's just standing, he's like, hey, guys, and we're like, oh, fuck! He knew right away, as soon as he saw us, that we were like, oh, man, this fucking census guy.
I wish there was another guy waiting in a car outside, and as soon as you guys walked in and shut the door, the other guy, like, swooped in and came in and, like, cornered you
in. Blocked us so we couldn't run out. Yeah.
And, like, Chris just turns, runs right into the guy, and he's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Goddamn census. They got us.
They're wearing big bulletproof vests that just say census across the chest.
And prepared for a fight. Yeah.
They're on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, we got him.
No, dude, this guy totally.
Two white guys. We think they're upset because they're Italians. But...
And there's no option on the little list. There's no checkbox for Italian. No, dude, seriously, like, this guy, we knew he was coming up the stairs and he'd stand out in the hallway knocking on the door. And we'd sit in the bar, like, shh, like, don't talk. We'd sit there and wait for him to go away. We totally would dodge this guy. Like, almost like every other day for about a month, we would dodge this dude. It was like Kramer with the cable guy. It was great. Yeah, I mean, it could only go on so long, though. What a shame.
And that's why I don't want to deal with going door-to-door selling shit.
Yeah, because you'd get idiots like me.
Yeah, because you know that I would have to keep going back at some point.
You'd have to keep going back, and you get people like me either avoiding you or people also like me that are packing heat, and you don't want either of that. Yeah. Not that I would shoot anyone, but, you know, you just don't want to instigate people.
Honestly, I would be afraid of, like, knocking on the door of, like a drug house or something. Like, they would be like, this neighborhood really needs Verizon Fios. And I would go knock on the door and be like, can I interest you guys in Verizon Fios? And I would just get a shotgun through the door right in the chest or something like
that. Yeah, you don't know. Especially if they're all hopped up on something, you don't know what they're going
to
do.
I mean, I've seen The Wire way too many times to fuck around with that.
Absolutely. There's some fucked up people.
I mean, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, kind of the same thing. close enough to be a problem, I think.
Yeah. It's not the biggest stretch I've ever heard.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That was pretty good.
That'll probably be the end of this storyline. So, yeah, you know, usual stuff. Check us out, facebook.com/butcherwrong. BYW podcast on Twitter and YouTube. My book's Work in Progress and Not My Problem. And remember, kids, no regrets. And also, if the census guy is coming for you, just go with it, because eventually he's going to catch you.
Avoid him at all costs.
He's like fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter.
They don't like Italians. Stay away.